This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
What up, pod fam? It's us and you again. Hey, you know what? I always come in and I'm like, hey, girls, what are we talking about today?
Yeah.
And as usual, they don't tell me.
No.
And so I can tee up nothing.
Right.
Pearl even told me to come brain dead today.
I said, I will inform you when I'm good and ready what we're talking about today. And then you guys will just bring the conversation around it.
I
have a really good subject.
Launch it.
Because I have been asked so frequently lately, what do I think of the glucose goddess? And she had a book out, this one that I grabbed. Because
it's a good cover.
Yeah.
She's the glucose goddess?
She's the glucose goddess. Actually, I've got a lot of great things to say about
what she's into glucose.
Kind of.
She's like a blonde Joan Jett.
She is French.
Is Joan Jett blonde?
I don't know who Joan Jett is.
I have no clue who Joan
Jett
is.
No, she's a black hair, right?
Yeah. But he knows who Heidi is. He told me I look like Heidi today.
Heidi who?
Heidi. Like Heidi of the hills of Switzerland.
You made her
the
say Heidi.
The little girl,
who?
Heidi from the book.
No, just her outfit looks like she's
when
like.
When I walked in, I had my little skirt. Singing.
She's going to lead like a bunch of orphans.
Yeah, this is a Heidi skirt.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to kind of get into what I think, and you guys are going to help me. This is her second book, I think. The first one was called The Glucose Goddess Revolution, maybe. This is a method. This is where she gives some recipes. Recipes are really quite nice. I like them. But basically, I've been asked so many messages.
You're going to be nice.
And so many tags. I'm going to be nice.
Okay, good.
Because
that's the Christian way.
No, I'm going to be nice because there's a lot of things to be nice about.
Good.
There's a couple of things I don't agree with, but, you know, we can strike those off. I feel like we can learn from everybody. What the heck? I mean, there's a couple of books that I haven't learned much from.
Yeah.
The one, I can learn from any health book, like, because you always get nuggets of truth. And people spend a long time writing books.
Even if that nugget of truth is, don't be like them.
It makes you think. Okay, so as an author, I can appreciate the time that goes into any book, and no one really knows what's involved in a book, right?
It's complete torture.
My goodness. I mean, like, so I appreciate that she put this information in here, and some of it I really like.
Yeah.
But because you guys keep asking me about it, our listeners, I'm going to tell you my thoughts, the good, the bad, the ugly, and I'm going to start with the good. Because so many people say, Pearl, have you seen The Glucose Goddess? Do you agree with what she says? I would have to say that I agree with a lot of it and some I don't, but that's okay. So here are her principles, and I'm going to go through each one and you guys can help me and say, you know, what we think. Is there merit in that? Should we be doing that?
I haven't drank coffee. I'm going to be very nice.
Okay, good. Yeah.
To be very gentle.
So this is, and this is what I want to say. This is a young woman. She's 31. Mm-hmm. She's doing a lot of good. She's got millions of followers.
She's got no metabolic issues at all in her life.
No, well, but she did.
She's never struggled.
Wait, no, she has struggled.
Nice.
She has struggled.
Oh, okay, she has struggled.
She hasn't. Her story is that she was just feeling like crap and junk because she was not looking after her glucose. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was spiking. So she does when
she can sing a good country song.
No, yes, she's got a story.
She has had a heartbreak.
She was feeling like junk.
Yeah.
But she's not into yet the hormonal and the metabolic struggles that happen once you're post 35, but actually once you're post 40, but actually once you're post 45, but actually once you're post 50.
Yeah.
That would be very different. Her book's going to be very different by then.
Yeah.
But that's
it is.
Okay. We all start somewhere.
Yeah.
Serene, when we first wrote our different. First Trim Healthy Mama book.
We were a lot more
carb shy. We were pre-menopausal women.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't understand the need for carbs then because we hadn't lost our hormones. And so we've learned as we've gone, right? And we've learned many things and most of it is still there and foundational and it still stands the test of time. But for sure, we have tweaked some things.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not expecting any person to come out and be perfect straight away. Yeah?
So we're not perfect still.
Carbs fix hormones?
Well, when we lose estrogen, Denny, our cortisol hormone goes up. Why? Because estrogen in women is our biggest stress buster. Mm-hmm. Estrogen carries the stress load that we as women have.
What does carbs have to do with that, though?
Okay, so when we start losing our estrogen, and people think it just happens in menopause. It happens in perimenopause, too. But what happens is it doesn't go down plummeting right at one point. It kind of raises and then falls and then raises and falls, but it's all going down like this. It kind of, if you could see me, those of you who are listening, it's still going downwards.
It's like stock market, but down.
It's stock market, absolutely down. Yeah. Perfect. Thank
that
you.
That was a great analogy.
But again, the carbs.
Oh, the carbs. Okay. So when you lose your estrogen, your cortisol goes up. Why? We've just established cortisol has to deal with the stress. Then it's the only one doing the heavy lifting. So cortisol deals with your stress, as does estrogen. Estrogen goes down. Cortisol has to go up because you've still got stress in your life, right? We all face stress. Okay, so how do carbs help? Carbs dampen the cortisol rise in women. So when you pull out carbs, your cortisol goes even higher. So carbs are our easiest
and cortisol
food
puts
to burn.
Fat on yeah. your middle.
When your cortisol is high, you can't burn body fat, okay? So cortisol is your fat storing hormone. Cortisol is a necessary hormone, but we just don't want it elevated all the time. We just needed it that right amount for us. And so carbs, because they are our actual, they provide us with glucose. They're our easiest fuel to burn and our body loves
them.
They
basically tell a person, the harvest of the field is in. We actually got a harvest and the sun is shining and we're actually singing Jubilee right now. We're not in the cave like a bear.
So that it's like, don't stress.
I want to understand that.
Yeah, you don't need to stress.
Did you not get that analogy? You didn't get it?
No,
most people won't get
it. Okay, well, what I mean by that is, you know, it's like your body starts to feel the ease of, like, you know, back when there was no Kroger's, you know, there was no Wally World.
Yeah.
It was if that harvest was successful. You know, and you can imagine the sunshine. The whole town came out and it was all banjos and festival and the sheaves of weed are coming in.
And
it's all excitement and celebration. Why? Because we've got the energy for our body, right? And so basically when we eat carbs, we're telling our body, rise and shine, baby cakes. Go get a banjo and burn fat and have a good time because
there's nothing to worry about.
Right.
Okay.
When you pull away carbs, your body gets stressed. Why? Carbs is our preferred fuel.
Everything slows down. The metabolism slows down. You go into the cave like a bear.
Yeah.
You hibernate. Hibernation metabolism.
I always equated carbs with belly fat.
Well, okay, so we're going to get there. Yes. We're going to get there. We're talking about two different groups.
I feel like
of
I'm
carbs.
In kindergarten today.
There are carbs and then there are carbs. We've got healthy carbs and we've got junk carbs. And so
God carbs and devil carbs.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I'm really politically correct. Hey, yeah. You're not allowed to call food bad these days, any food.
You just call them devil instead.
Can we call them the Lord's carbs?
Yeah, yes. The Lord's carbs.
Yes.
And the
hallelujah carbs.
And them Satan
and
carbs.
And Christian carbs.
I'm sorry, I know I'm rabbit trailing, but
I've got so many messages about that lately.
I'm specifically interested in this because I only gain fat in my belly.
Yeah. That's a nice band. I didn't know it till I drank like that.
Oh, by the way, we should say, and like we do have a lot of messages lately about our rabbit trailing, but I'm sorry, we have to say
more
something
power
about
to the
this.
Rabbit trails. I mean, who else is going to do it?
Who's going
to
do it?
I know,
for
but
them?
They do want us to stick to subject on some of our potties.
Who said?
I thought this was going to be one, but I've got to say, look, see this? See behind us, those of you who are not watching, but you're listening.
Popsy's brought it for us.
Leslie Pops bought us a lovely backsplash. What do you call it that? Background
backdrop.
Sheet.
Backdrop.
Yeah. The reason is because we didn't like the backsplash of the kitchen that was behind us.
So this is very Leslie flavor.
It's matching. It's like you dressed for
it
today.
Yes. And next time we're going to actually, get all the wrinkles out of
it. What happens if I come with like red and something obnoxiously clashing?
No, it's a teal and orange. It's very cinematic vibe.
Okay,
I think we should, we should accent this. I'm going to.
Hey, is Danny's that. Danny's like behind him? He needs one too, because right now you've got just like sun coming in.
We
in
don't mind
darker.
The plane behind Dan because Dan
needs to be accentuated.
He gets the better lighting. It's like the That's camera true. Crew favor him.
Yeah.
And so we need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
Guys, don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Okay.
So
where were we? Okay, cortisol.
Cortisol.
As your hormones drop, your cortisol goes up. Why is that bad? Because cortisol puts fat on the tummy and it stops you from burning your own fat. Okay, getting back to this lovely lady called Jessie Inchausp. And I just wrecked her name. That's probably not the way it's spelled.
Inchausp.
Inchausp.
What does it say?
I don't know how to say a name and that's bad.
Oh, I no clue.
So she is 31. So yet she does not yet have a decline of her hormone estrogen. Mm-hmm. And so the things that she does in here work superbly for her and for many probably other younger women. So it is going to help a lot of younger women. I mean, she talks mostly to women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some men probably.
Woman.
Yeah. But now people that are older probably do this too, because she's influencing many people. And I'm sure if you took anyone coming from a standard diet and they implemented her hacks, they would do better.
Yeah.
It's definitely a step in the right direction, or several steps in the right direction.
She's starting to probably, I haven't read the book, but lead people away from the devil carbs, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so anyone's going to do better.
And she is leading people towards protein. She is all about protecting your blood sugar. Mm. And so, but people are asking me more from a Trim Healthy Mama perspective. Mm. Like, Pearl, what do you think about these things she's saying? Well, do we need to do them?
I think we have core values here. I haven't read any of her stuff, but
well, I'm going to tell you
both of our systems. Yeah. We care about blood sugar balancing.
Okay, so these are her main hacks, and there's four of them. We're going to go through each one and say the good and the bad. So the first hack is always, always, always have a savory breakfast. Don't talk about that yet. We'll talk about it next.
I didn't have coffee, so good.
The second one is have vinegar every day, 1 tablespoon.
Wait,
No, we don't discuss it yet until I've said them all, and then we go and discuss each one.
Pastor Pearl said no.
The next one is you always start most of your meals, if you can, but at least one meal a day with a veggie starter. You eat your veggies first, then you have your fiber and protein and fats, followed by, if you want, sugar. You're allowed to eat sugar, but it has to be at the end of your meal. The last one is move after eating. And we're going to talk about that because I jolly well love it. Okay, but let's go to the first one.
Back. Can you say them again?
We're going to do one at a time. The first one is always, always have a savory breakfast. Now, let me see. I'm going to tell you what she's trying to do here. Then I'm going to tell you why I disagree with some of it. But
Am
some
I
of it
to
I love.
Talk too?
Yes, you are. After you. Have you read the book?
No.
No.
But I just read that.
Okay, so she wants people to have a savory breakfast because most people in this world, she believes, and probably are having like naked starches. They're having cornflakes or cereal, or they're having a donut or a pastry, right?
Yeah, like a toaster.
And she's getting them so far away from that because she's like, stop it. Have a savory breakfast. Train yourself to not require that sweet in the morning and have it paired with proteins and fats. So that's what she's getting people to do. Now, I have problems with it, but it's also going to help some people.
It's one of those things that's very broad. It's like a big paint stripe. You can go, chook. Yeah. And you can help a bunch of people with just a broad paint stripe because, you know.
That's what she is. She's broad.
Yes. Yeah. It's not dialing in anything. Because can I just say this? Yeah. When I did that kind of thing, I got stuck on savory breakfast for years. And what that stuck me on was S. It was eggs and bacon. It was, you know, eggs, bacon and coffee.
And for new peeps in the room, our S is a low carb meal.
Yeah. It's the heavy on the, anchored with protein and more heavy on the fat.
Yeah.
And so what happened was I did kind of get in a little bit of a metabolic rut because sometimes oatmeal's nice savory, sometimes, you know,
but it's not as.
It's not as. And I really feel like I've actually, my metabolism has fired up since I started putting back fruit and oatmeal in the morning. Yeah. Of course, I anchor it around protein.
Yes. And so here are the things. So she is not against fruit, but that has to be your side. And she's not against a piece of bread. She likes rye, but she said, I don't even care if it's white, but it has to be the side part. Your main part is your protein and your fats. But then there's some things that contradict later on. But no, I agree with where you are, Serene. So a lot of people, when they come from a standard American diet and they are eating a junky breakfast or skipping breakfast altogether, putting protein in your breakfast and some good fats, I mean, it helps. It stabilizes their blood sugar. And she's all about stabilizing people because her blood sugar, like you used to be, Danny, was spiking and crashing. And that's why she felt so horrible. You know, when you wake up and you eat sugar, you're just ruined for the rest of the day. And that's what she's trying to get
like
people
away
from.
It's a stabilizing blood sugar plan, and it's great for young.
Yeah.
But I feel like, how could a person really lose a lot of weight to it? Like, because... Steve Lamar.
I know you can't pick it up right now, Bubby.
Sorry, Steve.
Welcome back to the Trim Healthy Podcast.
So
you were saying.
So because, you know, say we had a person, you know, do the savory breakfast. So they had their big eggs and bacon and coffee with their cream. Mm. And then they're hungry. They're hungry people. We know a lot of hungry people that are trying to lose weight. And then they think, well, I can have my piece of bread now on the side. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's white. So they have their big piece of white toast on the side. And they've just had it after all of that. But their body's going to burn that toast first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just is. See, that's what she doesn't understand. She's like, have it kind of on the side and it's not the main thing, but it doesn't matter. Your body goes and burns the carbs first because that's what it has to do.
And then they're hungry people, so they think, well, I'll have a little bit of cut orange too on the side.
Yeah.
That still is going to be burnt first.
But in her defense, Serene, she said she didn't design this for weight loss, although it happens to people.
It's designed for Dannys.
Yes.
To stabilize their blood sugar, and it would work.
Yes. But all I'm saying is when women get to a certain age, be careful about cutting carbs out of your breakfast. She says about oatmeal, she says, let me read you what she says about oatmeal. Why are there no oats recipes? Because oats do not make a good savory breakfast. Unfortunately, they're mostly starch and create big blue glucose spikes. If you can't go without your oats, have them as a side for flavor along with a savory breakfast from the recipe. So here's what I want to say. If you're just going to have oats alone, that's not great, okay? Oats are fantastic. And actually, they're a slow grazing. No, they don't cause a big sharp rise. They're one of the slow grains.
Have you seen any movies about ancient Scotland recently?
Yeah. They liked the oats. And oats have been a staple for millennia of civilizations. Putting protein with oats, though, is far better.
Yeah.
And what we recommend. So putting our optimized plant protein and... I have to tell you, when I first started Trim Healthy Mama, I had my breakfast mostly like this. Mm-hmm. And it was good for me. But then as my hormones started to decline, I couldn't do that. It messed me up.
Yeah, but I want to say, just because something works when you're younger doesn't mean it's the best either.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because I feel like I've trained my children at home, even though they're still, you know, most of them under 20, to have good energy in the morning, mm-hmm. balance it around protein. If they want to have a fat because they're growing, you know, pile it in too. But I feel like there's something about the cortisol being, you know, learning from that young, like, I know you can't teach cortisol, but, you know, to get into the habit.
Yes.
Get in the habit of having your body be blessed in the morning, mm-hmm. and not, because it does blunt cortisol. Even if you have your estrogen and you have your hormones and everything, I feel like it does stabilize the body more when you give it the energy, because it's designed for energy.
And there's nothing, we're right. And there's nothing wrong to have some, like what we would call S breakfast, where some of them are just proteins and fats. And for some people, you know, they do well with them. But I'm at the point where I feel like people shouldn't do too many of them. Because like you're saying, Serene, it is our preferred form, glucose, and our body with protein needs carbs.
Well, tell about that study, Pearl.
Yeah, and I'm about to. Yeah. Well, there's two different studies, actually. One is called the second meal effect, where people that had carbs and protein in the morning actually responded far better to the second meal and even the third meal of carbs. So if you, let's just say you don't have a breakfast with carbs, zero carbs, and you're just doing keto or a Trim Healthy Mama S, and that's okay occasionally. You actually lose your sensitivity to insulin if you're going to have carbs in your next meal. It's fascinating. Carbs in your first meal help you with insulin sensitivity
so
for your next meal.
Basically help you stay sugar stable.
Yes.
Blood sugar stable.
And Serena, it's a similar thing to what happens mm-hmm. when women who are kind of low carb do a test in their pregnancy.
Yes.
Because they have not been mm-hmm. practicing burning carbs, their body just...
They fail the test.
They don't get used to it. It's like they're not very good at it anymore. They haven't been practicing.
Yes, they become intolerant.
Yeah.
They do for a while. It's temporary, but you become almost diabetic in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's another study that followed women for 8 weeks. I think they were perimenopausal women, actually. And those that ate carbs in the morning... And those that didn't, actually, their amount of carbs throughout the whole day, and they were only doing healthy carbs, like God carbs, not the devil's ones. And that's a joke, guys, but you know. So then they tested their cortisol at the end of this 8 week period. And those who included their good carbs, their cortisol was beautiful. Those who didn't, all of the women had elevated cortisol. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Can I just talk about me real quick? Not trying to be narcissistic, but this is before perimenopause. This is premenopause. This is when I had good, the adequate hormones running through my body, so I thought. But I had got stuck on a low-carb train. You know, I knew, we wrote the book.
Yeah, we knew we
loved
carbs.
You have to have emails, and the mental assent to them was great. But
you still had some serene. But
yeah, I
you,
did.
In the morning,
no,
you woke
I did.
Up and had eggs and chocolate.
I did. It was just like I did not deal. I did not treat them as they were second class citizens.
Yeah.
Carbs were just in the way I treated them. But mentally, I was like, no, they're important. Well, a whole lifestyle of that. And I love to exercise and train. I actually got my testosterone tested young. My testosterone was tanked. It was 11. That is disgusting.
Yeah, that's
you know
low.
What happens? When your cortisol is always up and always peaked and raging in your body, it will tank your – the more higher cortisol, the lower your
it
testosterone.
Does.
So I tanked my own testosterone. I remember feeling, why do I feel so – like incapable in my workout.
Yeah.
Why am I putting so much effort and I'm not seeing as much results? I didn't have the natural testosterone in there and I had tanked it by doing this kind of thing in my youth. So I know you say we start to show it in our peri and menopausal that we need the carbs and, you know, but I feel like it's very important in the youth.
I have a question.
Yeah, Dan.
Carbs in the morning, is it like half and half protein carbs?
Well, we just see
and you need fat too because you're not trying to lose weight, right?
We don't see it like half. What we see it like is a number in a way. Like we like to at least get 25 grams of protein, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in that 25 grams of protein has to be a quality kind of protein that has about 3 grams of lutein.
Okay,
in
so
it.
This is Serene. You know, we did that party and I heard back from that party where we started talking about 3 grams of lutein. You and I were talking about our protein.
Yeah,
so so many women felt, we're nerdy about it. So many women felt overwhelmed.
Okay, well, let's just say it. Like you if
it's
you have
like
one
like,
egg.
I'm just trying to stay on plan, girls. Now you're telling me I need this math and this stuff.
You don't have to. Just start. Just baby step. But when you really want to care.
Yeah.
Well, then.
It's there for you.
It's there for you. That's what we're trying to say. Yeah, but.
No one has to be as nerdy as us.
But if you're having one egg in the morning, you are not getting the 25 grams
of
protein.
Okay, well, here's
the problem.
She's talking. And listen, some of her ones I'm just going to agree with wholeheartedly and worship at her feet.
Yeah.
But this is the one that I'm having issues with.
Yeah.
So she's talking about the need for protein in the morning and fats, she says.
Yes.
But then
agree
some of
the
her recipes,
I'm
she's
you,
like,
up.
If you want to have a fruit, look at, she said, if you want to have a fruit, put some clothes on it. She said you need protein. So one of her recipes is called an apple with some clothes on. This is the recipe. One apple, juice of quarter of 11, 1.5 ounces of cheddar, and a small handful of walnuts. That is not giving you enough protein.
No.
That's your snack.
That's
your breakfast.
Oh my goodness! Because even breakfast, you need the bolus of protein. Even in a snack, I'm thinking I haven't had protein for 3 hours. I need to get a full bolus.
But she's doing a broad stroke. She is helping people.
Yeah, she is.
Because at least
they could have had.
Yeah. They could have had cornflakes.
Kellogg's.
And instead, they're having a very healthy apple. They're having some protein in the walnuts, a little bit, and a little bit of protein in the cheese.
Yeah.
They're not near 20 grams, but it's so much better.
Right.
And I think that's what
but
she's
she
trying
has,
to do is
right.
better rather than dial in every little micro
right.
thing.
Right. But see, we have to contend now.
Yeah.
Like, I think you should.
That's not going to hold our muscle there. That might hold a 31-year-old's muscle.
I don't
maybe.
Think so. Phil, these days, you're
they'll
starting
hold Mike's
to-
muscle. Mike, how old are you, 20? 19.
Yeah, but Mike, if you look, you show Mike that breakfast, he'd like spit. He'd be like, where's my eggs? Where's my whey shake?
In fact, Mike just spit.
But so I'm still trying to be nice because I'm telling you, she's bringing some good stuff.
She
there.
Is a good person.
Yeah, she is.
No, she is.
She's actually super smart. She's a young woman
no,
doing a lot
and
of
I like
good.
Number two and actually do that.
Oh, okay. So we
let's have her on the podcast.
So number two. Yeah, and I'm sure she would.
Say it to her face.
That's what I mean. I would because
you're being kind.
I feel like she's doing so much good.
She's doing good.
Yeah. So many people are coming to her because she's easy and broad and they're making these small changes and they're doing a lot of
like good little tricks. Like make it savory.
That's what she says. She said, I've just got hacks for you.
Yeah.
If you do these, you're going to improve your health.
Yeah.
Okay. The second thing is have vinegar once a day, at least a tablespoon.
How do you do that?
Well, I make all my dressings with raw apple cider vinegar.
Have you ever heard of a drink called Good Girl Moonshine, Denny?
I have heard of it. I made
that's
some
what
good...
we kind of took when we first started Trim Healthy Mama Serene created this drink with vinegar. Why is she talking about vinegar?
Lowers your blood sugar.
And why have we always been crazy about vinegar? Because as Serene said, it stops spikes.
Mm-hmm.
So we need blood sugar, but we don't want it to spike. Here's what it also did. Studies have shown that one tablespoon of vinegar can reduce the glucose spikes of a meal by up to 30% and the insulin spike by 20%, with that, cravings are curbed. That's why we did Good Girl Moonshine, because it curbs your cravings.
And it's not just the vinegar. Vinegar is great. It's like anything sour fermented.
So that's why also kefir. Mm-hmm. Vinegar is acetic acid. Kefir is lactic acid. Mm-hmm. They both do the same thing. And that's why we promote sourdough bread. Why? The sour. It's releasing less insulin in your body, less blood sugar spikes. The souring is burning more fat.
And that's why back in the good old days, they had less good old guts, because they didn't have refrigeration. A lot of their condiments were fermented.
Yes.
Their dairy was sour. They didn't have mm-hmm. fridge to stick their gallons of milk in. They put it in goat's skins and curdled mm-hmm. it, you know?
And that's why cultured veggies like sauerkraut, you know, they're so good for us, because they are causing our blood sugar to remain stable, less insulin in our bodies, and with less insulin,
well, high
we burn
five
more
to
fat.
Jesse on that one.
Yeah.
Number two,
totally
no
high
complaints.
Five. Totally yeah. high five her.
That's great.
Like store bought sauerkraut.
No. You can do store bought, but buy it from the refrigerated section if you're going to.
Got to be fermented. Say live raw.
She also says that you can either do that tablespoon, and I'm more than that. I have more than that per
Me
day
too.
With all my sour foods. Yeah. But she said you can do it in your dressing. Or drink it beforehand or whatever.
Right.
But I love that. It's just
I love
easy.
It.
Okay, so then the third one is your veggie starter. And here's where I think it's fantastic, and here's where I don't agree too. But overall, I like it.
I think it's great for the average American.
Yes, because why? Here's why I like it. You're getting more veggies in. She's making you eat them before your meal, and that makes you eat them.
Yeah, because if you wait till after, you'll fill up and you won't eat them.
Eat them while you're hungry.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I find that's the easiest way to get like veggies down is like be hungry and then do that.
Yeah, because Dan, you're an average American.
I'm average. I'm an AA.
Yeah. So adding a vegetable-based dish to the beginning of your lunch or dinner is hack three. Why? She says, because vegetables contain a powerful component called fiber. When eaten at the beginning of a meal, she believes fiber significantly reduces the glucose spikes of any food that follows. And then she goes on to say, you want this veggie starter to comprise about 30% of your meal. Now, here's what she's doing. She's smart.
Yeah.
She's getting people to eat it before their meal, because usually they wouldn't only eat it. If they're coming on a standard American diet, they're just not eating it,
they're
right?
not.
But if you get them to eat it before your meal, it's tricking your brain, and then it's taking up 30% of that whole meal. So the other 30% of what it would normally be, like the fries or the burger or the something, is not there. Instead, there's a vegetable win-win.
Yeah, exactly.
But do you have to eat a veggie before a meal for Trim Healthy Mamas? You don't have to eat it before a meal.
And the thing is, for me, there's different types of body types, you know? So I don't want to sidetrack with my body type, because most people coming to Trim Healthy Mama want to lose weight. I'm a trainer. Like, I like to do athletic stuff. Mm. And the fact, not a trainer, I don't train people, but I just
train
my own body. And so I found that I was just like thinking, oh, I'm so healthy because I don't eat the rice. I eat the cauliflower rice. I eat more of the vegetables. And look at how many vegetables are on my plate. What I didn't realize is I didn't have a lot of fuel on my plate. And so know who you are.
Yes.
And if you're a person.
Well, you needed to gain weight.
Right.
So you had to take some of that less dense food and high water content food with the veggies and actually replace it with dense food. Well, like, get some brown rice on your plate, Serene.
Right.
Stop with the cauliflower.
But even if somebody is trying to lose weight and they do train and they do exercise, make sure it's just not all a bunch of bulk non-starchy, because that's going to tank you know, your metabolism, because you're going to have low energy availability and your body's going to freak out and stress and get the cortisol.
But for most people, Serene, they need more vegetables.
I agree. 100%.
They really do. And Serene, your diet is full of veggies.
Oh, full of veggies.
So so for this, for most people, I think it's a good thing. But for Trim Healthy Mamas, you know, they ask me, Pearl, should I be eating my veggie at the beginning of my meal? For me, if that helps you. But if that brings a whole bunch of rigid restrictions and you can't just have a beautiful salad with your protein at the same time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't have to follow that. But like Dan, like, if you want to get your veggies in, you go eat them before a meal and huff spinach before a meal, that's great. And
I'm going to eat them after like a big boy, though.
Yeah.
And what about this? And what about this too? What about these people that get full quick and they get so full on veggies that they can't even finish their proper protein?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I get full quick.
We have, you know, we know people that are so bird rabbit fooders.
Yeah.
And they don't eat enough protein because they fill up on their plant.
So that would be a problem. If you're not eating your protein because you're eating more veggies, you got to eat your protein.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I would say eat it together.
That's what I'm saying.
But for a lot of people, I think this is going to be a help.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah. I think it's great.
I'm basically just eating meat and vegetables now.
Oh, well, what
Where's
happened
your
to
grain
your carbs?
And your carbs?
Aren't you eating potatoes? Oh, okay, oh, good. Potatoes are good.
Yeah.
Or rice.
And what about good fruit and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Good natural.
Yeah,
that's, well, he I mean, is then. Just say something, but it's not the truth. You're like, I'm basically eating meat and vegetables now. And we're like, what about potatoes? You're like, yeah.
That's a vegetable.
What about rice? Yes, but it's all okay. So
she's
it's
talking, what she's trying to say here, the veggie starter, she's talking non-starchy.
What's yes. rice? Is it
the
a vegetable?
The veggie starter, she means like
celery, cabbage, broccoli.
Well, that's you know, vegetables.
Yeah, non-starchy veggies. You were coupling both starchy and non-starchy veggies together, which is fine because you're right. They're all veggies.
I'm an average American. What, well,
she
what
might
is
have
rice?
Had to be clearer then because the Denny's are just going to put a bunch of white potatoes and eat 30% of their plate of them.
Is rice a bean?
No, rice is a plant food, but it is a plant food.
It's a vegetable then.
It's a grain.
Yeah, it's a grain, but it's a plant category. Food, but a grain. Yeah.
Rice. Now, white rice is different than black rice. Can we say that in 2023? Can we acknowledge the differences?
Yeah, it's different.
I have some black rice.
The black rice is way better for you.
Oh, I love
I have black rice in
Isn't
my fridge.
Isn't it good?
It's so good.
Delicious. I love it.
Black rice is like a hearty meal.
Oh, yeah.
Like I could be tempted to just eat that for a meal.
But you need to put a little bit of chicken or something. But it has got more protein. But
yeah, I'll throw butter and salt on black rice.
Put some chicken in there.
I mean, yeah.
For what's your muscles, Danny.
Four.
Okay, we up to the fourth hack?
Yeah.
We're up to the fourth hack, and I love it.
Oh, I love
Move after eating. And this is such a simple
What's the name again?
Hack. We are high-fiving you.
Well, are we
going to
get a cramp? We're not supposed to swim after we eat.
Okay. Last but certainly not least.
Cheetos.
She says.
It's the constitutional kind of moving, not the training.
It's time to wake up your muscles to their newfound role. The more and the harder a muscle contracts, the more energy it needs. Okay, blah, blah, blah. And then we go... she says, answers to all your questions. She goes into it somewhere. I'll go to page 216. Why you eat after you move.
Well, Pearl.
Why you move after
movement.
You move.
Pearl, yeah, while you're going to page 216, we need to take a commercial break.
Okay.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Pearl, we're going to talk here about our Perfect pH shampoo and conditioner because there's nothing like them on the market.
I know. And that kind of sounds like we're really being salesy. Like, but there's a reason we brought these. It wasn't just so we could have a shampoo and conditioner too. No. And the name says it all. Perfect pH shampoo and conditioner. Serene, we had a huge need in our lives. Now, let me talk about you, right?
I'm scared.
You were such a purist. About your hair, how many years did you only use an egg yolk to
About
shampoo
seven.
Your hair?
And then you smell a little eggy, right? So so then you have to like rinse with apple cider vinegar, but then you smell a little vinegary.
Yeah.
And so you're always smelling like a salad.
But why?
It's
I want to get
bad.
To the bottom of that. Now, most of us, like I would go try to find kind of healthy shampoos and conditioners because even though I'm not as a puristy as you, I knew from my reading and knowledge the chems. The artificial chemicals in those, not only do they go into your scalp, Serene, they slide down your body, right?
Oh, I know. And they make
it's
your
shampooing.
Yeah,
conditioning. And they enter your cells.
Oh,
our skin is our biggest absorbing organ.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And so for that reason and for the fact that I really wanted to stop using egg yolk to wash my hair, we designed with our scientists an incredible shampoo and conditioner. You say, hey, I've heard about pH-friendly shampoo and conditioners before. Yes, of course. We've all heard about them, but they're not pH controlled. So at the time of making, they may have a certain pH, but they are not controlled. That pH is going to change. By the time you open that up and start using it in your hair and lasting a week or two in the shower, that thing is not the right pH for your hair. And so we have designed the shampoo and conditioner so that it always has the
it
perfect
remains.
pH.
And that's why, Serene, like we are getting so many testimonies in right now because of that pH.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you know, the beautiful plant botanicals in there and the absolutely toxin-freeness of it. But so many women are saying, hey, I am no longer having flaking. I am no longer having dermatitis of my hair. I finally have volume. All of these things.
You know why? Because it's not just treating the hair. It's treating the scalp.
Yes.
It's like medicine for the scalp and shampoo for the hair. It's beautiful. And let's talk a little bit about the conditioner. You know, a lot of people, they feel like, oh yeah, I use conditioner. My conditioner makes my hair feel smooth, but it's a fake smoothness. Mm-hmm. And the inside of the hair shaft is actually screaming for moisture even more. It's a lot of the cones.
Yeah.
You know,
and it gets coated.
Yes.
Yes, but it's not actually conditioned.
No.
And so, you know, when we decided to do the shampoo and conditioner thing, because it's been a lot of work, especially getting them bottled, oh my goodness. But it's so worth it because there is actually nothing like,
right.
This is world groundbreaking here. Let me tell you about the nose. What do we not have in
it? No parabens, that's for sure.
No phthalates, no dyes, no sulfates, no artificials, no con. There's no con in this conditioner, right?
Yeah.
No sham in this shampoo.
That's right.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about this shampoo and this conditioner is, you know, if you're the type that wants to wash daily,
yeah,
you can wash daily. You know you're not actually doing something very harsh to your hair.
Tip though, when you wash, when I do it, I just use a small amount at first. I've got kind of long hair. I do two shampoos.
Oh, I always do two shampoos because this is natural, natural, mm-hmm. natural. I find if you have oily hair or if it's been quite a few days since you've washed your hair, you do the two-step process. Mm. You do the first, like Pearl said, we use a little bit and you lather up with a lot of water. And then you'll find that the second wash with just a little, you're using the same amount of shampoo, you're just breaking it up into two washes. The second shampoo will get really way more lathery.
But if you've only used like, you know, toxified, I'll call them toxified, it's kind of like artificial chemicals in shampoos and conditioners, which the majority on the market are, sadly, they lather more. I do feel like for a natural kind of shampoo and conditioner, ours does well. But it's obviously not the same as one with chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of go in there knowing that and not expect this huge bubbly lather that sits 3 feet off your head.
Right. But in that second wash, you get a pretty good lather. Hey, Pearl, I know you talked about all the nose, but we have to talk about this. We don't have preservatives, but what do we have? Our natural preservatives, which are a proprietary blend of botanical extracts. They're from comfrey. They're from beets. They're from chamomile. I mean, we have not skipped any step to make this as natural as possible.
But I think we need to end with the fragrance. And if you want the hint of pink grapefruit lingering or in your shower as you do it, I mean, I just love it, Serene. I'm addicted to pink grapefruit now on my hair.
Spa-like experience.
I can't go back.
Very refreshing for sure, mates.
Find this product and other Trim Healthy products at store.trimhealthymama.com.
So here we are, and she's on page 220 of her book, Glucose Goddess Method, and I actually recommend the book. There's some nice recipes in there and stuff. So
they don't have enough protein, Pearl.
Some of them don't. Some of them do, Serena. Yeah. I was just pointing out one that didn't. Okay. But she's not a numbers person. Like, she's broad stroke. Just get some protein.
Right.
Kind of like what we used to be. Ask yourself the question, where's your protein? And that's a great baby step.
Yeah.
Some protein is way better than no protein.
Right.
Yeah. So
but I wouldn't consider
she says,
cheese and nuts protein.
No.
I consider them all fats because you'd have to have so much of it to get protein.
Okay. So she's going on. I'm trying to pick the best stuff to read here. Imagine, for example, you've just eaten a meal that leads to a glucose spike. As soon as this influx of glucose hits your body, two things can happen. If you stay sedentary, as the spike reaches its peak, extra glucose will flood your cells and overwhelm your mitochondria. This increases inflammation and causes the excess glucose to be stored away in the liver, muscles, and fat. On the other hand, if you move after eating, some of the glucose you have just gets used up by your muscle cells. Your mitochondria turns the extra glucose into energy to fuel for your contracting muscles. So what she's saying is many cultures do this, and she talks about it. Mm-hmm. After their meal, instead of just sitting, they get up, they go for a stroll around the little town square, you know.
Call it the constitutional walk when we're on vacay together. Remember with
that's right, whenever we're on vacay. Now, I don't always do this at night, but I kind of like to do it in the day if I can. I love to, I mean, it's kind of dark by the time I'm eating, so I can't go outside for a walk. Mm-hmm. But she says, even if you get up and do the dishes afterwards, within that 60-minute window, move. Don't just sit there with the food in your belly because it's really important with the way your blood sugar is going to roll in your body. Mm-hmm. Movement gets it being used. Sitting just lets it sit there.
Right.
So I kind of really
agree
with that.
And now we're not talking about post-exercise protein meals here. We're not talking about, you know, We're not talking about having to do your shake before you work out here. We're just clarifying because you never know.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, it just says always eat before you move. I'm just trying to say, oh, just because we're talking about movement, we're not talking here because you want that to sit and flood your muscles. Yes, you don't want to burn that off. You've just burnt and your muscles
protein
are so
post-workout. Yeah, no, that's different.
We're not talking about that. We're just talking about every other meal.
A regular meal. And she says you don't have to do this after every meal, but she'd like people to do it after one meal a day if they can.
Brilliant.
And she makes it very simple. Like, hey, just doing dishes or just cleaning up your house. You're moving. You're not sitting there. We're high-fiving you.
High five.
No, I want to give you a not so much high five, Jessie, but I can understand why you're saying this. Okay, so this is where I disagree with her. Jessie says it's okay to eat sugar, and she says to people, "Hey, I eat sugar every single day." But here's why I want to say to our Trim Healthy Mamas, and she's like, "Long as you eat it at the end of your meal, do my hacks first, you'll be okay." But here's what I want to say: You're 31, Jessie. And you're already trim, you're already thin, you move a lot, and you're from jolly France.
I mean, it's in the genetics to be able to have the wine and the chocolate.
The France eats a little chocolate, but I'm going to tell you, I went to Italy and I couldn't understand why everyone's thin. Everyone was thin in Italy because they walk.
No, they were skinny.
They were too skinny, actually.
Yeah, wasn't good.
And they're having their little sugar here and there.
These are my people now.
Right.
All right.
And I love the culture, but it's little. You live in America? Sugar is big here. You can't say to someone, you eat sugar every day. It's fine. I do it. You'll be fine. That's a different culture.
Yeah, just talk about it. When you'd see them for breakfast, right? Yeah, they would walk miles to the cafe.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even sit down. They'd stand up at these espresso bars.
They had their little pastry. Things were so little over there. Oh my goodness, it's like a bite.
Cute little pastry.
Yeah, and we were like, where's my food?
Yeah.
And then
they would move off to work.
The French
and that was
do
that.
The same
it's
thing.
All
the French have a lot of butter. They have their bread. They drink their wine. They have their chocolate. But it's not in huge amounts, and it's a different culture, and it's not American-sized. If you tell
them, at nighttime, remember the meals, they would always bring the antipasto, the salad, the everything first. The noodles, which were so al dente, they would hardly start.
And they weren't huge portions.
They were at the end of everything.
They were very small portions. It's different.
It's really interesting because even Italians over here can tend to swell.
Yeah, because it's a different kind of American-Italian food eating approach. Yeah, it's very different to Italy. You've been there, right, Leslie? It's like they were walking everywhere and they eat there and... They're little bits of food, but they make it last so long and they're really enjoying it. They have several courses, but it's fresh.
But that's so interesting how as a country, they've not descended into like more and more sugar and bigger portions and more sugar.
No, they haven't.
How have they avoided that?
I don't know. I think they've really kept the culture of their fresh food and the love that goes into making something
They love their Roma tomatoes too, and they love their orchard fruit, and they're
so veggie infused.
They just don't like say, "I'm only going to love sugar."
I wonder if it follows like their economy or work practices. Like, do they work the same way we work? You know, do they clock in at jobs like we clock in? Is it? Mm.
Yeah, and they have it. Yeah.
They've got a nap built in.
So they don't need a sugar snack.
And you know what? They have less stress and cortisol because they're all.
So I wonder if they're as like, gotta grind and be productive.
It's not the same.
Because there's a certain type of eating that goes along with an approach to work
and
lifestyle.
And because we're all so stressed and we're pushing through, we need the sugar. You know, so many Americans are like, I gotta get my sugar hit and I gotta eat my anxiety and I need my huge bowl of ice cream. And it's because of lifestyle. It's a different lifestyle over there. I'm gonna find you a really good example.
That's my first goal for like overseas. Like, or destination I want to go to overseas.
Mm. Where? Italy or France?
Italy and is Spain close?
Sam and I are going to go to Greece, we decided, for our anniversary.
We were going to go to Greece and then COVID hit.
Our 26th anniversary.
Oh, you got
really?
To.
Really? When is it?
We have Hyatt points. Oh, and there's a whole nice Hyatt there in Greece.
Oh, you got to. I want to show you a picture. Those watching, those listening, oh, well, you better watch next time. I want to show you one of her recipes that to me is so Mediterranean.
We're going to lose ad revenue.
Is that arugula? Because I love arugula.
Yes,
and this avocado and it's sardines.
It's very Mediterranean.
Yeah,
well, that looks very
nice.
Look
at that. This is a breakfast.
Those are sardines.
Yes,
but that's not enough protein.
I've never had a sardine.
Well,
are they good?
Hold on, but
no,
look,
it's not enough.
I just want to show you
one can of sardines.
This is proving my point. So those of you who can't see, Yeah, but it's pretty good, Serene.
18 grams.
Okay,
Mikey,
don't be too nerdy. You're putting people off, okay? Nerdy, not good enough for you, good enough for most people.
You wouldn't do just 18, not now in your stage.
Okay, but I'm more nerdy these days.
Okay, thank you.
But we've all got baby step. But I want to show you. This is proving my point that she's saying, I eat sugar every day and I'm fine. And then she puts recipes in the book. And this one is, it's got half an avocado, juice of a quarter of a lemon, one 4.2-ounce can of sardines and olive oil, a small handful of arugula, and one tablespoon of chili oil. Now, to me, it looks delicious, right?
Me too.
But this person who is creating that recipe is not chowing down on bowls of huge American ice cream.
No.
She is not driving through for a Frosty after she's all done the other things. She is not eating five Toll House cookies after her dinner. This is a different culture person that creates that beautiful recipe right there. So I feel, Jesse, you're helping so many people, but American culture is a bit different.
Right.
You can eat sugar every day. I do is fine. Just know who you're speaking to. That's all I want to say.
Yes, that's so true.
I want to say or ask, how do sardines taste?
I love sardines.
They're delicious.
Do they taste like fish?
Do you know they don't have to? Do you know how I really love sardines? I Africanized my sweet potatoes because my African children, they really loved sardines. They came loving sardines. And I knew how healthy they were, but I never kind of got into them because they kind of ooked me out. They were like a bit too much.
They smell strong.
Well, they have a tail.
Well,
they do.
You take your sardines, you drain the olive oil off, right?
Okay.
So healthy. And you smash them into your sweet potato.
Oh.
And you put curry and you put cumin and you put apple cider vinegar. You make it tangy.
Interesting.
And you make it... earthy, and it's spicy. It's a little like hot too. I'm telling you, it's delicious.
But is it, do you eat the tail?
You don't know there's a tail. There's no tail. There's
well,
no
her
tail.
Ones, she had, well, she had
like
a tail.
Some shrimp, you know, you eat the tail.
Those ones were tail, but most of them don't have tail. Yeah.
But it's, when you bite into the fish, I almost feel like looking at it on that plate, it's raw somehow.
No.
These are
cooked
fish.
This is
cooked,
I think.
It's beautiful.
Steamed
it's cooked.
Or something.
And
no,
on the
gorgeous.
Inside, it looks like a white cooked fish.
No.
What does
no,
it look
it's not
like?
White. It's kind of gray.
I feel like, have you ever seen that 80s Batman
no,
movie with
gray.
The penguin?
It's kind of, but it's not white.
Yeah.
Remember he bit into the fish and it was just like.
You have to try sardines for yourself. They're really good.
I love them. I can do a pack a day when I do a sweet potato lunch.
Does anyone have any
I get
now?
To a little bit of a. A kick of sweet potato lunches.
I think I've got sardines at my house. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
But see, look, here is one of another of a recipe. Oh, this looks yummy. Avocado accident. That's yummy. It's got tuna and hummus and avocado. I mean, it's an S meal.
I like the name.
So I would say you could use some of her recipes, but make sure to include your E carbs in the morning
Thank
too.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
But I don't want to read out all her recipes because that would start being copyright. But this is a breakfast salad one. But I'm seeing, so the protein she has, it's basically a salad for breakfast.
Is it just feta or is that tuna?
No, it's just feta and pumpkin seeds.
What's this red stuff here?
That's pepper. No, radishes. Radishes.
Oh, that's just not enough.
No, so
it's
so,
a salad for breakfast with no protein.
So there are some that do not have enough protein, but then she's got egg cups. She's got chickpea stew.
But the chickpea stew, what kind of meat she's got in there? Because the chickpeas aren't enough.
Well, she doesn't have any meat, but she's got three quarters of a can. No, she's got... half a can of chickpeas.
Sorry, it's not enough.
No, it's definitely not enough for protein nerds, but it's better than cornflakes.
Let's go to France. Cornflakes. Let's end the episode with flying to France.
So what I would like to say is much stuff, much treasure gems in here.
Yes.
That's what I want to say. Do some
and
of
she's
the
got
hacks.
This bow tie pasta in the corner so that people pick up the plate and say, I don't need to stay away from that. That's
Pearl,
fantastic.
You just jerked the book back like a fussy sister.
She's thinking about it in the French way, you see, of this pasta.
Little
she even
sister.
Looks French.
Yeah.
Little
and
sister tried to take your toy.
Look at she's saying you can have the chocolate chip.
You jerked
but
it back.
But who has one chocolate chip cookie, people?
Yeah.
Let little brother see.
Let
me see Jesse.
But anyway, that is my, if you want to know, you really want
to
know
we
my
were nice
feelings.
Jesse. I feel like she is a beautiful, smart girl.
Yeah, she is beautiful.
And she has taken control of her blood sugar and she's got some fantastic tips and tricks and the broad strokes that are going to help people. But if you want to dial in,
there's like, more to be dialed in. But she's even saying, she's admitting it.
Yes.
She's saying, I'm not dialing things in for you. I'm just giving you tips.
But if you are at all concerned with muscle at all, which you very much should be, there needs to be more protein in that book.
For sure. But yeah, there we go. I love that wrap up, Serene. And we'll see you guys here. And I'm looking in the camera, Danny. I'm doing it.
Please don't.
I'm just saying.
I'm we'll going to lose all my value. True love in mama, my way. And then I'll be
true love in mama to stay. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.